On a completely separate issue, I won't keep you too long, but we do know that there is going to be the pilgrimage of the relics of Saint John Jean-Marie Vianney that you're involved in. Can you take us through this initiative?
Yes, it's an initiative which again I would attribute to Blessed John Paul II and to our Holy Father Pope Benedict, who raised up the figure of this very simple, ordinary parish priest. And I asked the Bishop of Belliards whether it would be possible for the relic of St. John Vianney of his heart to come to England to be an occasion to pray for the renewal of the Catholic priesthood and also for the renewal of the true life of our parishes. So it's with those intentions and also that desire to promote new vocations for the future to the priesthood that the relic will come at the beginning of July, the beginning of next month, to make this pilgrimage in England.
And some people might say, are you mad? In this day and age when vocations is on the decline, it's constantly pessimistic speech that we're hearing from all circles, be it secular and even within the church itself. And we know that for St. Jean-Marie Vianney, Eucharistic adoration was of extreme importance.
Of great importance. That's something we'll be promoting during the visit. And I think in response to that scene of difficulty and contention, both with the world and sometimes with voices discordant within the church, the importance of the saints appears more and more for us. And the saint of priests, the saint of parishes, who is St. John Mary Vianney, has a special importance. And he takes us to where he began his mission in ours, where he began each day, which is at the foot of the tabernacle, there before the Lord, who is truly with us in the Eucharist, who gives himself for us in the sacrifice of the Mass. It is there that he will lead us, and it's there ultimately that all the saints lead us. So that's my great hope, that during the few days of this English visit, but also for the future of the Church, that we will allow the saints so to lead us to the heart of our faith.